Hey, you guys, happy Tuesday. It is 12 o'clock. I'm Trisha Turner. This is Anything But Average, Achieving Success in Life. You know, in all things, you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes you just got to be ready to pivot and change when it changes in an instant. And so today, this is our first episode for the month of May 2022. If you've been paying attention, we're in our third year running consistently of doing this every Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Purpose of this podcast is to bring positivity into the world. I believe everybody has a story. I believe everybody has a success story. And I believe everybody should get out there and spread that message, because I believe we're better together. And the more we can influence others to do great things and inspire others, then the better world that we'll live in. So every Tuesday, the goal is to, for me, to interview a business owner, someone that's in business, and let them share their story. And it's unedited. It's unscripted. There's no list of questions that I give out. It's literally whatever comes to my mind. I've never asked them these questions before. And it's so that, A, I can get to know them if I don't know them. And so that my reaction to them is real and genuine, because then whatever their response is to my questions is going to be how we engage further. Like, where do we go from there? What are the questions that are needed? Like, what kind of message do we want to deliver that day? And I try to come up with a theme every month of like, what do we want to bring consistently to the audience this month? And so this is Mother's Day month. You know, May is the month of moms. We celebrate moms. And so this month, our theme is going to be celebrating moms and interviewing a mom every Tuesday on the episode so that we can hear her success story. So the mom that I had picked for today to start us off for the month of May is ill. So probably strep throat has hit their house. And so definitely she's unable to be on today. And I didn't have a backup in place. So you're going to get to hear a little bit of my story in case you've never had. So I'm going to keep it brief for today because I do speak a lot. But I figured, you know what? This will launch us into the month of May, and I will definitely have backups in place for the next Tuesdays of the month so that this doesn't happen again. So I don't have to get up and share my story again. However, it kind of makes you, I could have done one of two things. I could have, when I got the message that she couldn't do it, I could have been, well, crap, I don't have anyone in place to do a backup. So let me just replay an episode. I could have done that. I could have skipped it. I mean, you guys probably wouldn't have known. There's not people that are like, you know, dead set on every Tuesday at 12 o'clock, we sit and watch this. Or I could do what I'm doing right now, and that is make it happen. So regardless of what you do in life and what kind of circumstances you're faced with, those are usually your three choices. You know, you can get up there and just put a replay on, take the easy way out, skip it completely, which is the lazy way out, or make it happen, which is what us hustlers and hard workers do. And so what better way to lead off the Moms in Business Month than doing it with myself? So in case you don't know me, my name is Trisha Turner. I am a real estate broker here in Houston. Been doing real estate for over 20 years. I am a mom. I have three kids. I have two boys and a girl. My youngest is 19. And they are all in business with me now. And so was a single mom for years. I'm a single mom. Went through a divorce in 2008 and pretty much have been taking care of my kids on my own. And they're awesome. Has it been hard? Heck yes, it's been hard. My parents divorced when I was 11 years old. So basically my mom raised us. When I was 11, I started getting into trouble shortly thereafter. I wouldn't say it was a direct result of my parents going through a divorce, but I was one of those kids in middle school is when it began for me, like seventh grade, where I started getting with the wrong crowd. I started making bad decisions, a lot of bad decisions, and continued making those. I was a terrible kid to my mom. I put her through hell. I have two brothers, so I'm right in the middle of them. And they did everything that they could to try to keep me from getting into trouble. They were constantly like, you know, following me around everywhere that I was going. And some of my friends that even know me from back then, they know like I was always under scrutiny in the house, whether it be my mom, like checking everything I was doing, or my brothers following me around everywhere. But that didn't deter me at all. I continued, you know, getting into trouble for years, all through high school. I was one of those people that just didn't do what I was supposed to be doing. And so when I was 17, my mom kicked me out and I quit school. and so did not graduate from high school. And I only share that publicly usually when I'm speaking on a stage. So I've never done it right here on Facebook Live. So there you go, guys. Got my GED right away as soon as I quit school, because I was like, not going to be a loser. Not that people are, but just saying I needed to do that to do what I needed to do, because I went right into apartment leasing and you had to have a high school diploma, right? So got my GED, went ahead, like fast forward a little bit, went through about a year and a half of college too, decided I definitely didn't want to do that. That wasn't for me either. It wasn't for me. I believe that you don't have to go to college to be successful, clearly, because I didn't, and I'm doing pretty well. And my dad didn't. And so I model a lot after my dad, even though he left when I was 11, I did still remain in contact with him. But then when my mom kicked me out when I was 17, I went to live with my then boyfriend, who ended up marrying, is now my ex-husband, by the way. But I got closer with my dad. And so my dad and I became really good friends, and he has always been a mentor to me, my whole life. He's a really smart business person, frugal, it's all get out, but really smart. And then he passed away, sadly, last year from COVID unexpectedly. Because he was totally healthy, should have been fine. My mom passed away 11 years ago. It'll be 12 years this October. So I haven't had a mom to celebrate mom's Mother's Day with in all this time. But even when my mom was alive, like my family is super close. So even when my mom was alive, she believed, she was always selfless. And so she believed that Mother's Day, once you become a mom, that Mother's Day should be what you want to do with your kids or whatever. So once we started having our own families, she would celebrate Mother's Day. We would celebrate Mother's Day with her on Saturdays so that we could do what we wanted. I always like being in the sun and being on the water of some sort. So that's always what I've done on Sundays, is spend it with my kids in some form of water, whether it's an ocean, a lake, or a pool. And so that's what brings me peace and brings me happiness. But through all of the turmoil, when I look back on all of it, it's like, for one, I feel terrible for, putting my mom through the hell that I put her through. And she used to say, when I was like a teenager, I hope your kids end up just like you. And I hope they put you through the same crap that you've put me through, because, I was bad. Well, thankfully, mine are not like me. I'm very blessed, super blessed, actually. My kids are my best friends. We tell each other everything. We share everything. They work with me. They live with me. They're like my roommates. We do everything together. We're a very, very close family. And I'm so grateful for that, because they could have went the other way, because, their dad left basically when they were small too, and he didn't have really a role in their life. It's been me raising them, and I've had to work my ass off. So I've been an entrepreneur all this time. Well, getting into real estate, a long time ago, things weren't easy. And especially for someone that's type A and a driver like me, I don't take, and especially then when, Property Desk was done with a binder and we had key maps and we had pagers, nowadays life's a lot easier. There's Google, you can freaking Google everything. But before, in the real estate world, it wasn't easy. And so I look back when it first began, it's like, how did we even sell like a lot of homes? And back then, a top producer didn't do like 100 plus homes. That was unheard of. Well, then as real estate has continued to change and morph and grow and innovate, and the industry has changed, we in the real estate industry have changed. And so I, having to be the sole provider for my kids for so long, my ex-husband never helped financially. He never helped take them on the weekends. He never did. So it is what it is. I raised them. It was my job to raise them. It was my job to provide for them. I never wanted for them to go without anything. And if you don't know the story of my kids, my middle child is Justin, who should have passed away at the age of no older than 4. And then they said, well, maybe he'd live to be 9, and then maybe he'll live to be a teenager. But they were like, probably not. Because he has Down syndrome and autism, and he was born with all kinds of medical defects. He has had open heart surgery. His lungs are terrible, and he's only here by the grace of God. What a lot of people don't know about Justin is that he was tube-fed for the first 10 years of his life. So he needed medical care, not by a nurse or a doctor, but by his mom. So Joshua, my oldest son, and I basically took care of Justin, because someone had to be with him. If Justin wasn't at school and he was at home, somebody had to be with him, because he, that's just the way it is in our family. That's the way That's the cards that we've been dealt. And so for the first 10 years of Justin's life, he was tube fed. Well, I was the only one that could do that. So my schedule has always been very regimented because it had to be, because somebody had to be there to get Justin off the bus. Somebody had to be there to hook a feeding tube up to his stomach and feed him. Because if I didn't do it, then he didn't eat and he starved. And so my life has never been like a walk in the park at all, by any means. It's been hectic. It's been chaotic. A lot of that my own doing, just for bad choices and decisions that I've made. But through it all, I have persevered. My faith has never wavered. Do I get weary? Gosh, yes, I get weary. Do I ever want to be like, why do I continue to work this hard? Yup. But I raised my hand and I said I would do this. And I told my kids that I would never let them go without anything. And they haven't. And when you look back, like on my life and the things that I've said I was going to do, I'm doing them and I've done them. And so here in my organization, jumping back a little bit, and I know I'm like all over the map because I've got so many thoughts that are going through my mind right now, because literally this is live and it's not scripted and it wasn't planned. So I'm pretty much just sharing my soul with y'all, and that's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. And so for me, having to be the provider for my kids and making sure that they were taken care of, and they did sporting events and they did everything, and having to be the one that takes them to these things and work, though, because in the real estate world, it's 100% commission. I didn't have a job where I was on a salary. I never was on a team, so I was never given leads. That just wasn't a thing. And so it was up to me. You know, if it's going to be, it's going to be up to me. I was even a lender for 6 years that a lot of people don't know. So I was a lender from 2004 to 2010. So if you were in real estate then, there was a mortgage industry crash in 8, 9, and 10. So selling houses sucked then, because basically nobody was getting a loan. I don't care who you were. And so for me, that's also when I went through a divorce in 2008. Well, at that time, he was a real estate agent. And so he was my lead gen source. So when I divorced him, and it wasn't a pleasant divorce, there went my source of leads for loans. And then the mortgage crashed too. So it was like a snowball effect. So 2011, I let my loan officer's license go, reactivated my real estate sales license, and just dug in, no days off. I got to take care of these kids and feed them. And so I did. And I've been a hustler every day. Every day I'm hustling, and I'm going to make sure that we are okay. I lived on credit cards for that first year pretty much and was in debt up to my ass. But you know, that's what you do. You persevere. You're determined. You're driven. You're like, I'm not going to go get a job somewhere. I'm going to make my own. And that's what I've always done. And that's the way that I believe. And so I worked at every big box company out there. I started at Gary Green. I've worked at Coldwell Banker. I've worked at Remax. I worked at Keller Williams twice. I even worked at Champions Real Estate Group, which is a discount brokerage, because I wanted to see the different models. And I wanted to see what was a good fit. And through all of them, what was the common denominator in all of them was there's nobody out there that's going to help you. There's nobody out there that's going to collaborate with you. You're on your own. Good luck. Peace out, basically. And so again, if it's going to be, it's up to me. So I just, at that point, like when I went into credit card debt, a lot of that was buying leads. You know, I was spending anywhere from $500 to $1,000 a month generating leads on realtor.com for myself, which then was a lot. And so I was getting, you know, 400, 500 leads in a month and just working the phones nonstop and just hustling and always climbing. Like I remember when I was like, I want to make $100,000 a year. And then when I did, I was like, holy crap, that was such an accomplishment. It was six figures, right? And most people in real estate don't. The average agent makes $39,000 a year. And the average agent makes sells six homes, maybe eight homes a year. That was never me. And so it was like, well, then let's double it. And then so in my life, I'm always like, okay, did that. What's next? Like we're going to go hit another milestone, another goal. And so I believe in that, because if I can do it, you can do it. Anybody can do it. You just heard me tell you, if you caught the beginning, that I quit school when I was 17. So I didn't graduate from school. I didn't finish college. What I've done is I've worked my ass off, and I'm determined to make a mark in this world and to change the world one day at a time, one person at a time. And I continue to believe that every single day. And so for me, when I went through all those different companies with that common theme of no help, no support, and this, there's something wrong with this picture, then I was like, well, I just got to do my own thing. Got my broker's license. And at that time I needed, you have to have 900 hours. So that was, and I was working full time in real estate and taking care of kids too. So that was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, which if you know me, you know, I already get up at 4. So I was adding an extra hour to get some schooling in. And then on the weekends, because I was structuring my schedule, I would just go into my home office, shut the door, lock the door. And I'd literally be in there 3 o'clock in the morning till midnight, you know, nonstop, getting in the hours to get my broker's license, because it had to happen. There had to be a change. I was sick of working at these big box companies where it's such a facade and it's so fake. You know, it's 300-400 people in an office and they claim they're top producers and they're not. Like, what, you sold 20 homes? I mean, well, yay, pat on the back. And I guess if that's a top producer in your office, great, but I wanted more and needed more. And so then it was about getting around the right people. And so I opened my own brokerage, Tricia Turner Properties, did that on my own, didn't have any partners, didn't have help, spent a lot of money on a build out. And that became a real clear picture again of, golly, this is not what I thought it was going to be. So for you independent brokers out there, broker owners out there, I know what it's like. You know, I had 50 agents real fast, and I know what it's like to basically, you have to be in production for it to be profitable. So after the first year of that, I was like, oh, wow, there's got to be a better way. I'm basically, you know, selling over 100 homes a year so I can fund the office so everybody else can go to broker open houses and happy hours and live, you know, like they sell a lot of homes when they really don't. Out of our 50 agents, there was really only like 12 that did more than or sold or earned, I should say, more than $50,000 a year. And really of that, there was only a couple that earned over $75,000 a year. And then of that, there was two that earned over $100,000 a year. I was out of that equation. You know, I never factor myself into any of that. So that was alarming because I'm like, well, my gosh, how do these people pay their bills? They're making like $22,000 a year because I'm seeing the 1099s go out. So that I didn't like either. That's why this thing driven by passion, that's behind there for a reason, for that, for several reasons, but that's one of them. And so I met Jay Kinder and Michael Reese in 2017, joined their coaching program, opened my eyes to a whole new world of like, holy crap, these are the high achievers. These are the people that are hustlers. These are the people that are out there making a difference in the world. This is the kind of people that I want to be around. And this is the kind of people that I want to engage with and be more mindful with. And so when you get around people like that, that inspire you to do more and be more, then you create bigger goals. Your vision gets bigger for most people. 5% of the world, I believe that happens too. I think 95% it doesn't, and that's okay. We got to have a little bit of everything to make this world go around peacefully. And so once I got into that world, then it was like things just started progressing. I knew more what I wanted my life to look like and what I wanted this company to be and what we were capable of being, because we were doing 334 homes a year as Tricia Turner Properties independent brokerage. That's a lot of homes to sell, you guys, and that's not an easy task, and especially when I was doing like 100 of them myself. And so we switched over and became an EXP branch office in 2018, at the end of 2018, grew a mega team and really morphed that in 2019. And as you see, as the industry continues to progress and innovate, the mega teams are taking over. Why? Because our production numbers are high. Why? Because we're making a difference out there. We're spending money. We're training the agents. We're giving the consumers an experience like they've never had. But at the end of the day, like when I got my broker's license, I got my broker's license for two reasons. Three. Number one, so I could be in charge of my own money, where it went, what it was used for, how much of it was taken from me, and what it was spent on. Number two, so I could make a difference. Like I can create everything inside these four walls and I don't have to answer to a Keller Williams or a Remax or somebody like that that's going to be scrutinizing everything. And I don't really believe in a lot of the things that they do. And then number three, so I could help agents, because when I saw these agents making $19,000, $22,000 a year, I was like, oh my gosh, there's got to be a better way. And so that was the main goal. And I believe in my heart that when you have that vision, like I want to make a difference in the world and I want to help the average agent, because I don't want anyone to ever go through the struggles that I went through, especially being a single mom and not having help and not having any help in the real estate world in any of the offices I worked at. No one ever said, hey, come here, let me show you how to do this. Hey, come here, let me give you a lead. No one ever did that ever. I was just like, once you start climbing that success ladder, you get haters. So I was people didn't want to help. You know, they were secretly hoping that you fail. And that's fine. You got to have haters because it drives you more. It drives you to do more, makes you get up every day and want to fight. And so for me, that was okay. Again, it's the cards that I've been dealt with, not asking for an easy life. I'm just asking for the strength to get through this one. And so when I switched over to EXP with Jay and Mike and part of our Honey Badger group, our group is unbelievable. Like I believe that the independent broker out there is going to be obsolete in the next 24 to 36 months. It's just kind of like the Blockbuster model. It is what it is. It's you can't stop growth. People all talk about growth and they're like, yeah, well, you shouldn't do this because you're helping people, you know, put the little guy out of business. No, we're not helping people put the little guy out of business. We're actually making business better for the consumer. We're making business better for the agent. And so for me here in my office, I'm laser focused on our growth, number one, because I am a business owner and I have agents that rely on me every day to get up, show up, and make it happen. My kids rely on me still. I am the they're building their little businesses. You know, we have a staging company too. Honeybee Home Staging is our family staging company. And so my daughter and her boyfriend, that's like their thing that they're heavily involved in. We do our own signs. They do that. My son Joshua and his wife Emily, they're in sales. And so we're all heavily involved in the company, growing it to take over, to do more, because we want to make a difference. And the more I pour into the company and pour into them, the more it trickles down. It's that trickle down effect where it actually is making a difference and you see it. And so for you moms out there that are struggling right now, you can do it. If you're not a mom and you're just anybody, a real estate agent struggling, yes, you can. I'm actually going to write a book. I have some of it written. It's called Yes, You Can. Because against all odds, again, high school dropout, kicked out of the house at 17, went through years of bad decisions, bad choices. I won't even go into those right now, but a lot of them, years. And literally the only thing that made me start making the right choices was when I got pregnant with Joshua, my first child. And that's when things started clicking in my mind. Like, you got two choices. You're either going to be a mom or you're going to be a loser. That's the path that you're on. So you choose. And so I chose to be a mom and I've always maintained that choice. I'm a mom first. What I do every day is for them. I get up every single day at 3:45 in the morning or earlier to work my ass off. And I don't go to bed until 11 or 12 at night, sometimes later. So I only sleep sometimes 2 or 3 hours a day. And I'm fine with that. I function better like that because I'm driven. I have a huge vision. I'm never happy with where we are. I always want us to do more. And it's not that there's a fear there. It's because I'm not satisfied. I want us to have this empire, not for me, but for them and for all the agents out there that have struggled and are struggling. Because I do firmly believe that we are the best resource for any real estate agent out there that wants to be successful, that wants to be around a thriving environment, that wants to be able to go somewhere and get help, that wants to be part of a fun environment, because we like to have fun too. We do a lot of events. We host a lot of events. And so for us, when you can bring all that together, it makes for a great life. And so when I got COVID last year, I kind of visited my soul and went deep into my soul. Like, what do I want this life to look like? Like, okay, am I happy with what I'm doing right now? Am I happy with who I'm doing life with or anything like that? And so I did some deep soul searching through all that COVID crap and made some really big life decisions. And I'm super intentional on living a life on purpose because you got one shot. You have one shot on this earth, I believe. I don't believe that you get another chance. So I'm here to make a difference this first time around. And I don't want to, when it's the end of my time and I'm going to heaven, because that's where I'm going. I don't want to sit there and be like, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done this. And I just existed all that time. I believe we have a purpose. And when you can find your purpose, then you can make it more of a difference in the world and be much more impactful. And I think I challenge everybody, moms, dads, whoever you are, to really go deep in your soul. If you're getting up every day and you're doing things that don't make you happy and you're spending every day in that routine, maybe you should do something different. Maybe you would be a good candidate for real estate. I don't know. We're always open to talking to people about that. One thing I'm going to leave you with is that through all of this soul searching, one of the books that I read had me do an exercise in the book. And it said basically if you could create the perfect life for yourself, a life that makes you happy, what are three words that you would describe you, how you feel internally and your life? And then you come up with those three words and then you put them on your phone. So for me, I set reminders on my phone. And I'll tell you what my three words are. They are peaceful, fulfilled, and excited. So all day long, my phone goes off. It has five reminders, and I have them strategically. Now on the weekends, it doesn't go off as much because the weekends are more lax in my life because I spend most of the time on the weekends working on the business. And so during the week, Monday through Friday, I'm usually here in the office. And so I have reminders that go off on my phone at certain times of the day. And in the afternoon for me, because I do get up so early and I have narcolepsy, I need that little window from like 2 to 4 is when my energy is at its lowest. And so I definitely need the reminders. And so it just comes up on my phone. Like I probably got one off going off right now where it'll just say those three words, peaceful, fulfilled, and excited. And when I see that reminder, it's in my mind, it's like a reminder of how I want to feel. Like what I'm doing right then, is it bringing me peace? Am I excited about it? Is it fulfilling? And for me, thankfully, because I've been doing this and working on this pretty hard, really, since about December, it really kicked into high gear in October-ish. September, October is when the seeds started getting planted because that's when we got COVID, was like August, September. But then it's just been like going deeper and deeper in like being more intentional. Everything I do is intentional. Nothing's on a whim. I strategize about everything in my mind, and there's a tactic for everything in my personal life and in my business life. And it's a plan. There's a timeline for everything too. That's just how I am. I'm very methodical, everything. And so for me, when those three words go off, it's a reminder every day throughout the day to make that a focus. And so I would challenge you guys out there, especially you moms, especially if you're a single mom, it gets hard. You get weary. It gets easier. I promise. When my son, Justin, was tube fed during those first 10 years, when he was a baby, we went through some really hard financial times. I mean, really hard because I didn't expect a child ever. I never expected to have a special needs child. So I didn't know I was going to have one. And then I certainly didn't know I was going to have one with all the medical challenges that he had. And I certainly never even heard of a tube fed kid. So didn't know anything about that. So right away when Justin was born, it pretty much took me out of working for like that first year. I worked as much as I could, but I had to take care of him because he was like life or death, literally. And so during that time, I was actually on this program called WIC. And so if you have never had financial distress in your life, you probably don't know what WIC is. But basically it was like Justin, because he was tube fed, required about $400, $400 to $500 a month in formula and everything liquid, insurers, everything, Pedialytes, everything to keep him alive. And at that time, it pulled me out of work. And so we were relying on my then husband's income only. It was hard, super hard. And so we were on WIC with Justin for probably the first year of Justin's life, maybe even 2 years. If I think back, I'd have to look. And I can remember, and I had a girl that worked at Kroger, and she literally be on my cell phone speed dial, and I would text her because I would get this stuff by the pallets. I would have to come in there and get like 4 pallets full of stuff, and it would only be a 1 month supply. But I would, I'd have to come in there with all these WIC coupons. And I remember like pride, you know, like I had never even heard of WIC, so I didn't know what that was. And then to be put on that kind of a program, it was I didn't like it. I wasn't happy about it, but we couldn't keep up. We couldn't afford to keep Justin alive. We didn't have insurance because we were self-employed. And so that was another time in my life, another challenge in my life where it's like, you know what? I don't want to go into Kroger and have to break out these WIC coupons. And I would text that lady and I'd be like, I'm in the parking lot. Can you pull Justin's stuff out to the side? Can you meet me at one of the registers? And she would. She's a saint. And she did that. I would only go get Justin's supplies when she was there because she didn't judge and she didn't make me feel like a loser or less than because I was relying on these coupons to feed my kid and keep my kid alive. And so when I look back at some of the stuff that I've gone through, and again, it's a whole lot of stuff to get where I am today. I'm super blessed, very thankful. Only by the grace of God is any of this stuff possible. I get up every day and I thank him. I ask him to use my mouth to speak his words, to use me to further his kingdom and to open all the right doors and put the right people in my life and to weed out those that shouldn't be there. I pray for my family. I pray for agents. And I pray for people that I love every single day. And that's how I live my life. And so I am an open book. And if for you moms out there that are needing help or needing encouragement or whatever, you know, private message me, reach out to me. I know what it's like. I can promise you have probably been through anything that you guys are going through. I've probably been there and done that. And it's still a challenge some days because, again, I'm a business owner and I'm still taking care of these kids because we work together. So we work together and we live together and we do life together. And so stay focused, stay laser focused on feeding your mind, body, and soul every day. Come up with your three words that you want your life to look like. Surround yourself with people that will inspire you, encourage you, support you, and lift you up. Surround yourself with people that have your back and believe in yourself every single day. Tell yourself every single day, yes, you can. And look at the people that are in your industry or that you think are doing better than you and tell yourself, if they can do it, why can't I? Because that's what I tell myself every single day when I see people that maybe are doing more than me or have gotten to where I haven't gotten to yet. I tell myself every day, if they can do it, so can I. They're no different than me. I'm a hard worker and I'm driven and I'm not an idiot. I just got to stay the course and so do you. So happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. Celebrate your mom. Like I said, mine's been gone. It'll be 12 years this year. I miss her. She was awesome. She always put us first. She was selfless. And so watch for next Tuesday that we will have a mom here Tuesday, 12 o'clock Central. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms this weekend. You guys make it a great day. Bye, y'all.